Welcome to Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency Prayer Service and Podcast. This is Season 5, Episode 2, and our topic is Recognizing the Rhythms in Your Family's Lives, Part 2. This is Prophetess Mary Ayodele, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's open with prayer. Given honor to the Most High, we're thankful for coming together once again for the practical application of your word to our lives. We pray for greater spiritual resilience, greater patience, love, and charity in our hearts, in our minds, and in our actions. We pray for the willingness and intentionality to move forward, regardless of what we see in our environment, knowing that ultimately love and light and harmony are the true balancing forces in the universe. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your light. Thank you for all the blessings you placed in our lives, including the ability to hear and act on the words and the ideas shared through spirit in this podcast. In the name of Yeshua the Christ, amen. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. We have a little bit to talk about, so I think I better just dive right in. First, we'll talk about recognizing rhythms and how it plays out in real life, meaning the life you live when you're walking around talking and paying bills, right? Now, many of you who have seen me or interacted with me in either private sessions or in workshops or conferences know that I talk to you as organically as I can, meaning I talk from the place of living in the moment. So I do not have a public presence that is not engaging in what I'm talking about. So what I mean is, you know, we'll exchange numbers or you'll write them down in my notebook. In this case, you can email me at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. And you can send me your prayer request if you'd like. My point is, I tend to have a in the moment, let's deal with it now approach to the work that I've been blessed to do here on the planet. Why am I telling you this? Because there's been some patterns showing up in the podcast and I knew what they meant. I just needed to step back and let them reveal themselves more fully. So in the past month or so, you may have noticed that a podcast goes up and there's nothing there, meaning you click on it to play it and there's nothing to play. And we have some dedicated listeners, and bless you all who've been writing me and letting me know that you go to listen to the podcast and there's nothing there. First time it happened, I said, Second time I said, okay, there's a pattern. Now, one thing you may have noticed when you see a rhythm or a pattern in your life, we've been talking about it over the past 5 seasons and pieces, is this season, we're more focused on the rhythms you see in your family's lives and what to do about it. Well, we're going to jump ahead and you're going to see this play out, because at some point we'll have a season about recognizing patterns in your environment, which would be your business if you had one, or your ministry or your offering to the community. This podcast is an offering that the Most High blesses me to offer to my community at large, where I can share ideas with a group of people as opposed to just one or two people at a time, which is also a beautiful thing to do. This is an opportunity that offers that same approach, only in a multiplicity, in a way to reach multiple people. Excuse me, getting stuck. So my point is this: there's a pattern happening here. And because you all have been so thoughtful and prayerful, and you have supported this podcast, we will be moving. I knew it was coming. I just didn't know when it was coming, but there has been rhythms that have been recognized where it's gearing up for us to move. And it's a blessing, because where we move to, we'll be able to reach more people in more ways. And for those of you who are into podcasts, I'm sure you know what that is, meaning right now we're on 2 platforms, which is beautiful. I'm cool with that. However, the Most High is showing up and showing me that it's time for us to stretch out a bit and we're going to move to a different platform. And I want to say again, this would not have continued or grown without your support, your love, your light, your donations, your emails, your letters. They all make such a big difference. If you'd like to write for prayer or share your thoughts, you can do that by writing prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. We are so thankful for each and every letter and email we get, and we're thankful for the donations that come in as well. And if you'd like to donate, you can do that through PayPal, through that same email address, or if you'd like to donate in a different way, please let me know. And we will make arrangements for that donation to be received. Just 2 months ago, I thought, okay, we're going to transcribe all of the podcast and put them in different languages and in Braille so people can access them in different mediums. You know, people who are hearing impaired or what have you will have different opportunities. We'll make it accessible to our differently abled brothers and sisters. And now, since we're moving to another platform, your donations will even carry us further. And I just want to thank you. And I give thanks to the Most High for moving through you and your hearts and your minds to help this podcast to stay and grow. So I wanted to open with that because I noticed that we had moved from Sunday. However, as a Christian spiritualist, I follow where Spirit leads me. And when Spirit leads me to do something differently, I am compelled to follow that. And that's why we are meeting on a different day. So the podcast offerings will increase and they will happen on days including Sunday, but there will be an additional day in addition to Sunday. So thank you all for allowing the Most High to work through you to make that possible. So what's that have to do with our topic? Well, our topic is noticing rhythms in your family's lives. And the point I'm making in 7 minutes, thank you for listening, is when you see a pattern, once you get used to building your spiritual resilience this way in your life, when you get to building your spiritual immune system, you'll notice when something is different and you'll be able to ascertain if it is a desirable direction you're being moved into or an undesirable one that you ought to avoid. And I shared this story with you to show you that the things that we talk about in this podcast really do happen in real time. Like when I stop talking and recording, there's still the pattern, the rhythms that are showing up. And I wanted to live, show, and illustrate that what we've been talking about for 5 seasons now is active, alive, and moving around. So this isn't an idea in a book that you read and you put down and forgot about it and la, 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 la. This is daily living. Like, oh, I see something happening here. It's happening regularly. Let me respond to it based on the word of the Most High. So this encapsulates our other seasons where I said, oh, you want to plug into a higher source of wisdom, power, and support, which is the Most High. You also want to, you know, develop your spiritual practice because you're going to need it. You should do that before you need it. Don't wait till a crisis happens to start reaching out for Spirit and to build that relationship. So all of these things have coalesced into this moment of, okay, here's the rhythm. See it happening. Okay, yes, time to move and grow. And that brings us back to your family's rhythms. So right now, this is a very special podcast because Spirit showed me that I needed to talk about these things that are happening in our environment. A lot of people right now are very, very, very concerned about some upcoming cultural rituals, I guess you could call them. They happen every 4 years. I am in the Gulf of Mexico bioregion of Houston, Texas, United States of America. And in this part of the world, in the United States of America, every 4 years, there's a very large ritual that is played out where people go to choose who they think they want their national leader to be. Okay. And I'm describing it as a ritual for a reason, because sometimes when Spirit is desensitized from events. When you see it without the spirit in it, it's easy just to throw it around and, you know, it doesn't matter much. It's just this. But I want you to understand that a lot of forces and consciously people have worked to remove the spiritual content of some of the rituals in our cultures because of various political reasons. And you can agree with them or not agree with them, but there's a lot of reasons why we don't call elections rituals, but they are rituals. And people have to have certain things in order to participate in them. We exclude some people, we include others. We encourage people to come and do the ritual with us. And we think the outcome of the ritual will be getting a person or persons that we want in positions of power to somehow take care of us and the problems that we've all kind of co-created, or the problems we may have inherited because people have created these problems without the input of the public. And now they want to throw them at the public as if the public should fix them. So there's a lot of components to it. And right now, a lot of people are reacting to, and families are gathering safely to register to go and perform the ritual. And there's talk about the people who can never do the ritual again and how unfair it is. So in this podcast, we're going to talk about recognizing the rhythms in your family's lives when it comes to performing public rituals. And elections are public rituals. When I was coming up, we were told, my elders were told, not quite me, but they were told, do not discuss religion and politics. Those two things, you just, dinner parties, Christmas dinner, that's political, right? Wherever, if you're out in a public event, birthday party, whatever it is at work, you just don't discuss religion and politics. And nowadays, people discuss anything and everything all the time without any sense of when, where, or how that should be discussed. So here we are, where people have a lot of freedom to express themselves socially through social media in ways that haven't happened for a while. Technologically, some people think it's never happened, but we can talk about that later. And so a lot of people are kind of like balloons with the air flying out, just flying around the room, sharing their feelings and thoughts about the upcoming cultural ritual. So if you were review season 4, we talked about the cycles. There's cycles. There's 3 cycles we talked about, and I teach them very often that we all have to interact with. And the upcoming cycle that will happen by the grace of the Most High next month is a cultural cycle specific to the United States of America that is the election ritual. And families would do well, and you who are the listener would do well to notice the rhythms of how your family moves with these cultural rituals. Now, there has been a time where families were on different sides of the ritual. Some wanted to vote for one person and other people didn't. And so they weren't even able to really discuss it over dinner. I mean, families have split up over who they vote for if they vote differently from one another. I remember the time where women were told to vote the way their husbands told them to. Yes, I have been blessed to be on the planet that long to remember when women, they would talk to, when people took polls and got opinions from the public, they would only talk to the man of the house, and they would call and ask for the man of the house, because whatever he said to do, that's how his wife would vote. And if he had voting age children living under his roof. That might still be happening in some parts of the world and in this country. However, nowadays, you know, that would be a little unusual here in 2020. We expect each voting age person to make up their own mind. So why am I telling you this? Because each family has a recognizable rhythm of how they perform public rituals, including elections, including public mourning when there's a tragedy. How the family responds to a public tragedy. Some families still tell stories about how they responded when they heard of a particular tragedy. The reason this is important is because, once again, if you identify certain patterns, rhythms, behaviors that are undesirable in how your family responds to public rituals or interacts with them, you can approach that through prayer. Yes, prayer does work. I think I ought to do a podcast about prayer. Really does work. I've said that to y'all before. A lot of people make fun of prayer, and they pretend as if it's ineffectual. And I want to say that, you know, people thought marching and singing was ineffectual too, but look at where we are, you know, 40, 50 years later. So prayer definitely works in adjusting and shifting things that we experience in the physical world. And most of the people who are skeptical of how prayer works, or if it works at all, are they know they're not really students of prayer. They kind of hear people talk about it. There's another story altogether. So I'll just share with you briefly that in many cases, people are praying after something happens to kind of help get through it. In whatever case, like after an event happens or doesn't happen, people are praying for what they want. So the vending machine prayer situation is very different than the kind of prayer we're talking about, where you recognize a pattern, a rhythm that you see in your family's life, and you could appeal to the Most High for some redirection or shifting in that rhythm that would help elevate your family spiritually. That's a very different kind of thing. So just like there's different kinds of cheeses or different types of liqueurs or different kind of flowers, there's different kinds of prayer, and they function very differently. So listeners, you may do well to become students of prayer. For those of you who meditate, that's great. Okay. Then become students of different forms of meditation. I'm not saying you need to learn a bunch of different kinds, but become a student of the concept and understand what meditation does and how it works. In our country, which is really ironic, we tend to think meditation is all for ourselves. You know, I want to be calm. I want to lower my blood pressure. I don't want to be upset. I don't want to have anxiety. I, because, you know, this is a country where we stand in the mirror, right? And just sing to ourselves all day long. The concept of this season is about your family. It can't be based on I. So meditation also has a strong component of practical change in communities. It's just that we don't really see it a lot over here. However, if you would study the early ashrams in this country, well, maybe not early, I'd say the 60s and 70s, the ashrams that were set up in America, the United States of America, you will find people have written about changes that have happened in the communities where those ashrams were set up in this country, and even schools that have had meditation services or meditation sessions, I should say, in the 80s and 90s. Notice some changes in the environment. So your environment is not just the people meditating. Your environment are people who don't meditate, don't know what it is, and may think it's silly. If there is meditation happening in, let's say, the school building, they're not even a part of it. They think it's silly. It can still affect the environment for everyone. So much like the Bible says that the Most High allows the sun to shine on everyone and the rain to fall on anyone and is not a respecter of persons, meaning the Most High, Yah, does not have a favorite. I know we're stepping into some territory. Just roll with me a minute here because we're going to come back to all this, okay? But the good, the bad, the evil, the unjust, everybody gets the same sun to shine on them every day. And the same rain that falls on the happiest, most honest people falls on the most criminally minded folks on the planet, the same rain. So my point is the acts that we take toward healing and rebalancing ourselves, our families, our communities affect everyone. And that's the big secret that you are not supposed to know, but it definitely builds spiritual resilience, not just only for yourself, but it will vibrate out to people around you. So that explains why you hear some people say, you know, I don't know what it is about her, but I just love when she comes around. I love when that guy comes to the office to deliver water. I don't know what it is about him, but just something about him. We used to call that his vibe, his vibration. People have different vibrations, right? Look into quantum physics. We're all just vibrating. We're all just atoms, electrons vibrating at different levels. And when you shift your vibration, it affects what's around you. So what am I telling y'all? With this upcoming election ritual, notice in your family patterns, notice in your family rituals, rhythms, notice how your family reacts. And of course, you would have been noticing how you react. That's the given. You always start with you, but you don't stick with you. So this is not an independent situation where it's all about you all the time, 24 hours a day. We're not trying to build no new neuroses for you, okay? It's enough of that going on over here. We focus way too much on ourselves. If we focused on helping one another 1/10 as much as we focus on doing these affirmations and other things, we would live in different communities today. So we have to become selfless in order to help the self. That's the ultimate goal. It's a higher vibrational goal. And yeah, it may be like 3, 4, 5, 10 levels above where you're struggling right now. But understand that the true healing comes when you're not staring in your face screaming you need healing. So to get there, look at the rhythms in your family's lives. You should already have looked at the rhythms in your life. And this happens regularly. This doesn't happen just every 4 years. Look at how y'all handle things. Look at how y'all talk about voting. Look at how y'all talk about not voting. Look at the political attitudes. And if you believe, and I do, that all families can benefit from an infusion of love and light and strength from the Most High, you can begin to appeal to the Most High to show and release those attributes into your family line. Now, our time is coming to an end. I know this is a big subject. I wanted to leave it with you because I've been moved by spirit that I need to come twice a week, or if not more, to share these ideas. Spirit is quickening and the awakenings are happening around the world. And this time period we're in is a time of sprouting and expansion and opening up. So there will be opportunities to share more. If you are not aligned with the Most High, I'm gonna be very clear with you. So y'all know how I talk to y'all. I talk to you straight up. I'm not here to hold nobody's political agenda up. Listen to what I'm saying. Many people feel good about themselves and do a lot of affirmations and vision boards, and they love themselves and they're doing lots of yoga and all that. They jogging, they eating vegan, they doing all that. And they feel good about themselves, and that's great. Now we're going to turn away from the shrine of self, because we're going to turn away from idolatry of self. And what I mean by that is taking care of the temple of the Most High is important, required, and necessary. Making yourself your own idol, though, we not go talk, we not go deal with that. I want you to turn away from the mirror just for a second. And I want you to hear this. In order to affect change in your communities, your environment, your family, without preaching at people and telling them what to do, and you not go talk to them no more, and they eat meat and you don't, we're not dealing with none of that, okay? In order to bring change about, you want to be connected to a higher source of strength, intelligence, divine will, divine love, all of that, okay? So you will not be doing this on your own. That's something I keep telling y'all every season. Spiritual resiliency is not based on what you can do because you're so wonderful and you have it all figured out. Spiritual resiliency, the key word is spirit, is based on your spirit being connected to a higher spirit, a spirit that encompasses all life and all creation. Okay? Now, I am not telling you what to call that spirit. I tell you how I'm relating to it. I just want you to know this is not about you. You don't get up and figure this out on your own and do it all on your own. And it's you. This is about us in a way that we're all interconnected with this divine intelligence. If we know it or not, every breath we take, every move we make is connected to this greater all that is. Some of us know that. Some of us think it's a joke, and others of us are seeking that knowledge, okay? So in order to bring about the attributes, to pray them into your family line, you would need be connected with something bigger than you. Okay, that's it. That's what I'm telling you. So for people who don't have a connection with anything but their own ability to do, you know, 500 sit-ups and show up and go to work on time, that's great. But you are not the force that's going to bring this about. There's a bigger force than all of us. And I've encouraged us all to plug into that force. And that's where our strength and our abilities and our where we can't think, where we don't know what to do next and the answer comes from. Where we're too tired to get up and keep going, but the strength comes from. That comes from a higher source. So I'm encouraging you to plug into that higher source. As I often say on this podcast, if you are Buddhist, honey, go be the best Buddhist you can be. You better dig into your Buddhism, because you know what? These next 10 years we up into, you're going to need whatever you believe in to help you get through the night. If you Christian, dig in. Dig into your word. If you Jewish, if you Shinto, whatever you are, you know, whatever faith tradition you subscribe to, if you're Hebrew, if you're Islamic, I don't know, honey, there's so many choices. But the point is, skating on the surface is not going to bring you the results that you may be praying for when it comes to healing ancestral yokes and breaking ancestral chains of resistance and non-compliance with what's good. And, you know, there's a lot of woundedness that's been passed down through families. And affirmations might help you, but you are here to not just help yourself. And when you raise your vibration a certain way, it can affect generations, okay? So some of you don't want to take that on. Some of you do. Give me an email, prophetessmaryiodele@gmail.com, because we're going to be talking about that in this podcast. Building spiritual resiliency isn't just for you to be the strongest person on the block and your spiritual immune system is great and everybody else falling down. That's not a community where one person is standing up and everybody else is in tatters. A community is where we all get strong together, okay? And one way that can happen and does happen is through this prayer circle. Even the prayers we do together weekly this way helps us all. Okay, so I'm going to say that I want to thank you again for joining. If you'd like to ask for prayer, if you have any questions, email me at prophetessmaryiodele@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the podcast, feel free to do that by PayPal at that same email address, or another means, email me, we'll work it out. You can find me on Facebook at Lady Iodele, Lady Mary Iodele. I'm on Twitter at Lady Iodele. I'm on Instagram at Lady Mary Iodele. Google me. I will pop up by the grace of the Most High. I don't know what time and space you'll be hearing this in. You may be hearing this 10 minutes from now or 100 years from now. Wherever you are in time and space, wherever you are where you can hear my voice, may the blessings of the Most High be with you and yours now and always. The verse for us to work with over the next several days is, a good person brings good things out of the good stored up in their heart, and an evil person brings evil things out of the evil stored up in their heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Luke 6, verse 45. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Read that verse morning and evening, in the morning and before you go to bed. Meditate on it, print it out, put it on the wall, write it out, memorize it, embroider it, get used to it, and may it be part of the tapestry of your life that you fall back on and into to understand the world better and to connect with the Most High. I love you all. I missed you all. I'm glad we overcame the technical difficulties earlier this week to get together right now. May you be blessed and held now and always in the name of Yeshua the Christ. Until next time, amen.